Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with IMS students Greta Rempel, Emma Beachy, and Nick Utzi about this weekend's play, Those Crazy Ladies in the House on the Corner.
I'm Greta Rempel, playing Lydia Van Horn, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Emma Beachy, I play Dora Miller, and I'm a junior.
I'm Nick Utzi, I'm a senior, and I play Maggie Brown.
What is this play about?
Well, this play is about three old ladies in a house, and one of the sons of the old ladies is trying to get them to move out so he can get the...
They're going to sell the house. He's going to get the money.
Yeah. And so it's their story as this is all happening with their son and characters surrounding them, so yeah.
Is this a comedy, or is it a suspense or drama, or what kind of genre would you say it is?
A comedy, for sure.
Okay, I guess I could have assumed that since one of the old ladies is being played by a boy. But so how has that been playing against gender for you?
It's been interesting, something I had to get used to. Yeah, it's rough on the voice, but kind of get used to it. And yeah, it's a lot of fun having another alter ego as you go along.
So you're speaking in like a falsetto voice then?
Yeah, a falsetto, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, can we hear it?
Well, sometimes I just talk like this and yeah.
I can imagine that would be tiring on the voice after a while.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. All
right, what is your character like?
So I'm Dora. I'm kind of sassy. I'm very sarcastic and I like to get my own way. So my sister Maggie, played by Nick, is kind of a little... forgetful, and she's very silly, and that kind of annoys me, so I always get on her and tell her to mind her manners, basically.
All right, and what about your character?
I'm Lydia, and I'm the middle sister, so I'm kind of the mediator between Dora and Maggie, so I'm also a retired English teacher, so I kind of just keep them on their toes, make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Are you guys all, like, veterans of the theater here, or is this, like, your first play, or what sort of experience do you have?
This is my first major role. I was in the musical last year, but I didn't have any speaking parts.
I've been in drama here since freshman year.
I've been in drama for all 4 years, and so, yeah, I'm a veteran, I guess.
So good mix of some veterans and a newbie then, huh?
Yeah.
What have rehearsals been like?
Very long, usually, because we started late, so it's been kind of fast. We have to do everything quickly.
We start at 3:20 right after school, and we usually go to a 5:30. This week, we're going to be staying late until like 8 or 8:30 or even later than that, just trying to get, it's called tech week, so we add in the lights and the sound, and those roles can get used to it too. This week's going to be really long, but up until now, it's just been a mixture of memorizing lines and blocking scenes, so.
We have a good time. Like, we start out with a game that kind of gets us warmed up and doing drama, getting into character and stuff, and then we start with rehearsing.
All right, so how long have you been rehearsing then? Like, when did you guys start?
It's been about, like, a month or something.
I think it was 5 weeks that we had until show.
Okay, so yeah, kind of a short rehearsal process. How's the memorization been for you all?
It's been coming along. There's only, what, 9 roles, so...
Yeah.
And it's, like, an hour-long play, so it's a lot of memorization for... larger parts, so it takes a while, and we worked, especially in the early stages, first couple weeks, just really pounding out lines and trying to get them memorized, and then we started adding blocking in and started to get it to get the big picture of where the lines are coming from.
Now, you open this weekend, correct?
Yes.
So, how excited would you say you guys are?
I'm very excited, a little bit nervous, because it's my first big role in a show, but very excited, definitely.
Worried about any stage fright or anything like that?
No, I don't really get stage fright.
Good.
I'm excited. I mean, drama is always a lot of fun. Like, I love performing. I love the shows. So I'm really pumped.
Yeah, it's exciting to perform for people who it's their first time seeing it because we've seen it now for the past 3+ weeks. So it's exciting to perform it for a new audience with different reactions and different outsides of the drama.
Do you plan on doing theater moving forward, like into college and even possibly afterwards?
I think that theater is definitely something I will do in high school. I'm not sure if I'll continue that in college just because it's not really related to what I want to do when I get older.
I'm not sure. It depends where I go to college, whether I'd continue there. But I think as an adult, if there's a community theater opportunity, I'd be really interested in that.
It might be something I think about if I'm asked to do something. I'm not sure if I would choose to be in a theater major or like be in a certain role in college, but it's something if I got asked to or if somebody needed something, then I would definitely consider it, yeah.
All right, one last question. Who would you say is your acting role model? Like a famous celebrity that you try to emulate when you're performing?
Well, we have been watching some Golden Girl clips because our characters are similar to them. So probably for this specific play, those ladies we look up to emulate their characters.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I've been looking at Dorothy in the Golden Girls to try and emulate some of her mannerisms.
It's Bea Arthur, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, what they said. And also, like, we were encouraged to pay attention to, like, where we see older women, like, in our church or if we know people in our neighborhood or whatever, to, like, pay attention to their mannerisms so we can possibly adopt some of theirs just to make it even more believable.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Greta Rimple, Emma Beachy, and Nick Utzi. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.